5, 4, 3.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. I'm your host, Roger Z. I love doing the intro standing. Got a very special group for you today, Mike Bram and the Alternators.
Hey, Roger, good to see you. Thanks for having us here.
We go back a ways.
Yeah, man. I try to figure out how long it's been. It's been at least 5 or 6 years now, probably. Maybe even more. When I met you at Jean-Jacques at Jeff Hartwell's jam session in Pleasantville.
That's right. You were the house drummer with Jeff.
That's right.
Did that for a number of years. And now you've just flourished.
I ended up, through that jam session, I became interested in blues harmonica. So that became another avenue for me to pursue. So I still play drums in several different bands, but what we're doing here today is I'm gonna lead the band and play harmonica and sing. And I got started doing that at Jeff's jam, just kind of by blues association, just hanging out with blues people. And
well, I remember because you guys used to do like a 3-song acoustic set.
To open that, yeah.
And then the whole band would play. But, you know, I've been at your website, www.mikebrand.com. I've been to your MySpace site.
That's where all the info is. Pictures, video, audio.
But it's weird because, I know this guy. He's kind of a local guy, plays locally, and I'm looking at your gigs. Let's see, 3 weeks in Brisbane, Australia, Austria. So, I mean, what's great is you do the solo thing, but you're also a big-time drummer.
Oh, whatever. I play drums. That's actually my first instrument. My background is as a drummer. Growing up, I mean, I started playing drums when I was 5 years old, and I pursued it all the way to the college level where I was a jazz drum major.
Locally?
At Purchase College, yeah, right over here. And so through that, you know, drums are like my main passion. So I end up, you know, really doing a lot of work with that. This is kind of a side thing that's ended up becoming probably equal level. So I think I might do as much playing harmonica as I do with drums. But sometimes I'll get so many gigs doing drums, the harmonica gigs kind of fall by the wayside for a little bit. And the gigs that you're talking about in Australia, I'm going to Australia in like 2 weeks. For about a month long tour.
And you're playing with?
I'm playing drums with Jason Mraz, who's a singer songwriter on Atlantic Records. It's more on like the pop rock.
I remember his father with Yes.
No? That would be the wrong guy.
Different guy? Okay. and you also play with that young blues guy?
Dave Gross. I'm playing drums with a great young blues guitarist and singer named Dave Gross, who got nominated for a Blues Music Award in 2007, so I'm doing a lot of work with him, and through him I ended up getting, you know, into this circle. His girlfriend, Gina Cecilia, she's got her own record out now, which I was happy to record on, and I do some gigs with her. She got nominated for a Blues Music Award this year, and also through them I end up playing with Dennis Grunling, who's also like one of the best harmonica players in the world. If you ask me. So I get to play drums in those people's bands, so it's a real pleasure. So,
well, let's take a moment to introduce the members of the band.
Absolutely.
So,
well, how I got introduced to those people I was saying before, Dennis Grunling and Dave Gross and Gina Cecilia, my buddy over here, Chris Vitarello on guitar, introduced me. Chris is also very good friends with those guys, and he does a lot of gigs with Dennis. Dennis needed a drummer, so Chris said, "Hey, why don't you call Mike Bram?" So this is my good buddy Chris Vitarello on guitar, and I'd also tell you a little bit more about what he does and who he plays with. He's, you know, kind of like a local legend, and for good reason. When you hear him play, he plays with Roxy Perry, who's another notable blues name in the area, and with a guy named Bruce Katz, who's a fantastic organ player.
I reviewed that CD, you remember? Mm-hmm.
And he was also playing for a while. I'm not sure if he's still doing it, but he plays with Jimmy McGriff, who's an organ jazz legend. So Chris plays with some pretty crazy people.
I'm on your mailing list, which is cool.
That's right, yeah.
Although I just changed my email address, so I may have to recontact you.
Okay.
And so on drums, we have my buddy Ron Nyhoff, who's a fantastic drummer. I met Ron at the Boxcar in, what town was that in?
Fairfield.
So just a guy I met at the Blues Jams, and he's a fantastic musician. He's the drummer on the CD that we've been kind of promoting, and that's the music that we're going to play. So Ron is the studio drummer. So I'm happy to have Ron here.
And on bass?
On bass is my old buddy Brendan O'Grady, who I actually met at Purchase College. We went to school together, and I can't tell you how many bands I've played with this guy in. So
several dozen at least.
Yeah, and we've done numerous gigs in New York City, and on those situations I'd be playing drums. So now that I'm doing this, I'm happy to have Brendan play bass behind me.
Well, you know, it's a real pat on the back to have a world-class drummer pick you to play drums for him.
I wish I heard him play. I know he's great, but I've never heard him play.
Buy the CD, right?
I'm gonna.
Okay, so we got to get that CD up here.
I have a couple of copies somewhere.
Oh, there it is. Right over here. Why don't we flash them?
There's the two CDs I have. Woohoo! Yeah.
All right.
Hear the Shane's promo. Yeah.
So, here's the deal. You guys are going to play two songs. Give
sure.
a short intro to. You can either intro them both now or one at a time. Okay, so kick some butt.
All right. Well, we're gonna get started with the opening number on our CD. The song is called "Watch Out Before You Hurt Somebody." One, two, somebody. Watch out with that thing.
somebody. You better watch out with that thing before you hurt somebody.
Noise as I can.
How's that sound? Does it sound okay?
Sounds great.
Okay. We're going to do It Don't Matter Where You Get Your Appetite.
Okay. So to state that clearer, the name of this song is It Don't Matter Where You Get Your Appetite As Long As You Eat At Home.
Here we go.
Just ain't right. I told you, baby, I got a girl. But it don't matter where.
Can you do another?
Sure can.
You've been keeping them nice and tight, man. Nice and tight.
Not used to that for most of the blues cats that come through here.
Yeah.
How long we got here?
5 minutes.
Yeah. Just pick some. Do the song we started with.
Let's do Weed Smoking.
And that is allowed. Just not in America.
In G.
It's not in the studio.
Ready? Yeah, it's all him.
Say what I'm doing, man. I don't care what you say.